We continue our learning. We are in Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches. We learned in the second Perek already about wine that belongs to non-Jews, Stam Yenam. We have to assume, we have to be concerned that maybe the wine was poured for Avodah Zarah in Aser Bahana. So our Mishnah is going to address the issue about at what point is it considered wine for the purposes of Yayin Esach and becomes prohibited. Take the example of our Mishnah. We're going to speak about a non-Jew who presses his grapes in his wine press. At what point do we say that it has the status of wine so that the prohibition of Yayin Esek kicks in? The grapes were on an upper area, and then there was a slope down into a cistern, so where the wine would flow. So at what point do we consider it wine where there's a prohibition of Yayin Esek? Says the Mishnah like this: Lokchim gas beuta min hanachri. Beuta, like levot, means to kick, literally, but he was speaking that we is treading upon the grapes. So it says here a person who not, a Jew is permitted to purchase gas beuta min hanachri, which means he's permitted to purchase from the non-Jew the wine press or the grapes that are there from the non-Jew, afapishu notel biyado, even though the non-Jew has been touching already the pressed grapes, v'nosein la tapuach, and he's placing them on the tapuach. Tapuach is, we have that word also to describe the ashes that are on top of the mizbeach. Over time, it swells up literally from the shorish nafach. So the tapuach is the Bar Tanura says makom masifas ha'anavim. That's where the grapes would gather above ha'asui kimin gala, like a heap, like a mound, kore tapuach, of a savar tana didon. So the tana of this Mishnah holds, de'eno nasa yayin esach hacheri labor. The tana of the Mishnah holds, it's not called yayin esach until that wine flows down into the cistern, even though above it's already been pressed a little bit and there's wine, there's liquid above. So on that tapuach, even though the non-Jew is touching those grapes and there's certainly juice, grape juice coming out of that, makes no difference that the non-Jew has touched those grapes after they have been pressed. We don't assume that that even the juice that he touched is a problem of Yayin Esach. It doesn't have the status of wine. Ve'eno nasa Yayin Esach, as is Mishnah, acheirei labor. Until it goes down into the pit, into the cistern, it doesn't have the status of Yayin Esach. Bar Tanura points out, he says like this, this Zu Mishnah Rishonahi, this is the earlier teaching, then Halacha. Halacha does not follow this Mishnah, and we have to be strict. Elokeimon shehischil ayani moshech, once the wine begins to flow, it doesn't have to reach the cistern. Still, nase yayin nesech. Then the Mishnah says yara labor. This is according to the Mishnah Rishona, where we say that the flow of the juice is not yayin nesech above, but once it comes down to the cistern, masha babor asur vahashaor mutter. That which is in the cistern is asur for yayin nesech. If the non-Jew touches it, you can't get benefit from it. But that which is still in the gas, still in the wine press, and hasn't come down into the cistern is acceptable, is not a problem of Yayin Esach, that is going to be mutter. Perek Dalid Mishnah Tes. Dorchin im hanachri bagas avolobotrinimo. Based on the previous Mishnah, so here we have a concern of potential Yayin Esach. So the Mishnah here says that a Jew is permitted to tread the grapes, to press the grapes with the non-Jew in the wine press, but he's not permitted to harvest with him. What's the difference? So the Jew is working as a worker and as a poel, and he's getting paid for this. Isn't he getting paid? He's gaining, profiting from Yisurei Hanas. The answer is no. It's in the Gas, as we explain. According to the Mishnah Rishona, the first teaching, which was what this Mishnah is following, there's no problem. It's not Yayin Esech when it's still in the Gas in the wine press. So for the Jew to help the non-Jew and work for the non-Jew and get paid by the non-Jew, this is not benefiting from Yisurei Hanas, from something that's prohibited for benefit, because it's not Yayin Esech at that point. But Botsrin, but of a low Botsrin, you're not permitted to harvest the grapes with him in the non-Jew's vineyard. What's the problem? So this is a separate issue. This is what we call Gorem Tumah Leperos Eretz Yisrael. There's a prohibition, according to this teaching, at least in the Mishnah, that you're not permitted to cause impurity to the fruit, to the produce of Eretz Yisrael. So why is that a problem? So when the liquid is coming, if you're harvesting, so the little bit, even when you're pressing the grapes, grapes. What happens? There's going to, a little bit of liquid comes out, and we know that wine is one of the seven liquids that could be machshir to lekabel tuma. So if a little bit of the wine gets on the grapes, so now the grapes are susceptible to tuma. Now when non-Jew touches them, will make them tuma. So here you have, if you have a Jew who's assisting the non-Jew, so we may have a potential problem of being goreim tuma leperos eretz Yisrael. By helping the non-Jew harvest grapes, that the non-Jew is going to be metame in a little bit, in a few hours, when he brings it into the wine press, because clearly at that point liquid will come out and it will now make the grapes susceptible to tumah. The non-Jew will make them tame. So by harvesting those grapes that are going to become tame eventually, the Jew is assisting the non-Jew and being goreim tumah leperos eretz Yisrael. So that's why he can. Why then is he permitted to help him in the gas? Isn't he causing tumah? We just said, oh, it's not a problem of yayin nesech if he's helping him tread the grapes, press the grapes in the wine press. But there should be a problem of causing tumah. The answer is no. They're already tumah. When they're in the wine press, the non-Jew already touched them. It's already tumah. So he's not being goreim any more tumah. Once the non-Jew is starting to press the grapes, they're already tumah. So he's not. It's not a problem at all. However, the halacha does not follow this mishnah. In fact, in both areas of halacha. Number one, the Mishnah said here you're permitted to press the grapes with the non-Jew in the wine press, and you don't have a problem, and you're permitted to be paid for that, and it's not like you benefit from Yisurei Hanah, because in the wine press, the yain is not yain, it's not considered yain, so there's no problem of yain esach. But we said that was all Mishnah Rishona. In the previous Mishnah, we explained that the halacha does not follow this, and we assume that it's considered wine not only when it comes into the cistern and flows down, but even when it's the wine press. So for a Jew to press the grapes with a non-Jew, that's certainly going to be a problem, because he's gaining, he's profiting, he's getting paid based on Yisurei Hanah, Yayin Esech. And not only that, we also don't follow the halacha that prohibits to harvest with him. Why? I thought we said if you harvest with him and then the non-Jew brings it to the wine press and he makes them tummy, by harvesting with him, you're helping harvest grapes that are going to become tummy, causing tuma to parasites Israel. So the halacha is we don't follow that. The halacha is that we're permitted to cause tuma to peros chulin in Eretz Yisrael. This is not a truma, this is not a problem of making the fruit tame, so it's cool, and so it's not, so there's no problem anyway to cause tuma. So therefore you're permitted to harvest him according to halacha. Then the Mishnah says Yisrael shu osa b'tuma lo dorchin v'lo b'otzrinu. Let's say you have a Jew who's pressing his grapes and he's doing it b'tuma, so he's clearly violating aveira, because there's going to be trumos and mastros that are chai, that the grapes are these chai to separate from the grapes, so that according to everybody, that's not goring tuma the peros eretz Yisrael that are chulin, that's causing tumah to where there's going to be truma maaser. That's a big problem. So therefore, you're not permitted lo dorchin to press with this Jew, v'lo botzrinimo, nor you're allowed to harvest with him. Why? Because you are being misayeya over a avera. You are assisting someone who's doing an avera, which is not permitted. You'll say, hold on, I thought at least in the wine press that the grapes already became tumah when he started pressing them. What am I adding? So we say here with the Jew, it's going to be a problem, because we consider it all one malacha. Since it started with as an avera, where someone is being metame, what is going to be trumas or masros potentially. So therefore, helping him in his malacha, even in pressing the grapes after they already became tame, is going to be a problem as well of misayeya over avera. Avon molichini mo chavios lagas umedini mo menagas. But what are you permitted to do? A different malacha. Meaning, if let's say the Jew hires you to or asks you to do a favor and bring chavios barrels. Empty barrels, and even if the barrels are tummy, so they'd be filled up in the wine press. Or you have chavios which are full of wine. You're allowed to bring them, and the wine, let's say, is already tummy. You're allowed to help him schlep those barrels without a problem, because once the pressing was over, that was the end of that malacha. You, by carrying or by schlepping a little bit, you're doing a different malacha at all, and there's no aveira involved per se. In this malacha, the tumah was already in the other malacha. And the Mishnah says, Nachtom, Shehu Ose Betumah. Same idea. You have a baker who is baking his bread and he does it, but Tumi is not careful with those halachos. Lo lashin v'lo orchin. You know, and this challah has to be separated. Be careful not to make a tummy. So you're not, a Jew is not permitted to assist this other Jew with kneading the dough or shaping the dough. Why? Because this, once again, this is misayeya over aver. You'll say, oh, it already became tummy anyway as he kneaded it. So why can't I help him shape or mold it a little bit? Because we assume that both parts, the kneading and the shaping, is all one malach, and you're not permitted to be misaya in any part of that malach. Same thing we said when it came to the wine. Avo molichini mo pas la paltra. La paltra, same idea. If now he needs a little help schlepping the baked goods to the paltra, to the retailer who's going to be going to sell them, so then you're permitted to help out. The tumah, the aveir, was already done, so you want to help him schlep. There's no problem with that at all.